What's good, man? It's your boy FIFO from Dead in Hip Hop, and I'm here today to tell you why you guys should download the Hip Hop Amino app. Everybody that watches us, we are the people, just like this Hip Hop Amino app. They're looking for curators.
Yeah, the other cool thing about this is that, you know, I actually got it on my phone, so I've been kind of playing around with it, man, and it's actually pretty freaking cool, man, because it's like a community of people that are on here, and they're just basically talking about hip-hop. You can follow me on here. You can follow people. It has a featured news feed, and then it has the latest news and stuff like that.
So when you download the app, you become part of one of the biggest hip-hop communities that there are. So make sure you subscribe to us. Make sure you download the Hip Hop Amino app, because FIFO told you so. Dead End Hip Hop album review, Royce da 5'9", Layers. I'm gonna start off by saying this. Out of the Slaughterhouse crew, Royce by far put out the best individual project, hands down. And that's that. When it comes to them individually, I'm a bigger fan of Joe Budden and Joell Ortiz than I am of Royce. I've said it. I know they probably look crazy, because whenever we talk about Slaughterhouse, everybody has their favorites, and it is what it is. Ah, damn. Royce demolished this project, yo. He demolished this project, and for me, it's always important for an artist to set the tone with that opening track, with that intro. If it's an intro, if it's a song, whatever it is, set the table for the rest of your project. He did that with Tabernacle. I didn't know what the hell to expect. Tabernacle, what the hell, you dude, why is your opening track named Tabernacle? But the way he was able to break that down, the all of shit that happened to him that day, that December 28th, 29th, bruh, that is so crazy. And you know, I didn't know it, because again, I'm not a big Royce fan. I don't know if y'all knew that story like that. You know what I'm saying? But for him, how he executed that story, and for him to let you know, yo, this is all truth, is 1,000, don't question it, you know, it is what it is. And for him to kind of set up the rest of the album, how he took stories, things that he used later on in life from that day, I thought was big. And I'll tell you why I typically don't like Royce. Because he'll have a song where the beat is kind of like just whack, and he's spitting, but it doesn't grab me.
Can I get some clarification? Yeah, you said don't like Royce. What do you mean by don't like? Like don't?
No. I fuck with Royce. Okay. I fuck with Royce. But there are certain like songs or projects where it's multiple songs that I'm just like, man, he just sounds too spitterific. I don't necessarily like the spitterific type of rappers, and Royce, that's what he typically does. Even though he gave you the lyricism on this, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel that way. I felt that the beats matched emotions, and he wasn't just rapping for the sake of rapping. This is one of the best Royce projects that I was able to connect with him on a personal level throughout the entire project. When it goes to Pray and Hard, like those joints are dope. Starter Cult was cool. It was cool.
You ever had one?
Yeah. I had a whole bunch of starter jackets. It was
cool. Starter Coach, like,
it was cool. I didn't say it was bad. I didn't say you could take it off. I think it was cool. But the track weight, when it got the weight, because I enjoy how on weight, how he kind of knows what's priority in life now. And he's big enough to be like, nah, fuck all that. That shit can wait. It's kind of showing you how he's kind of bossed up, and now, you know, everything goes on his time. You know what I'm saying? I definitely enjoyed that. The skit with Lincoln. I thought Lincoln was pretty funny.
That's what it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Watch the shoes, nigga. Watch the shoes.
Another standout track to me was Dope. And then I'm going to skip all the way down to the last track off. I'm typically, you know, I know B gets into it a lot, how you end a project. I think that it's kind of important, but not as important as you started off. But the way he ended it is exactly how he started it off. It definitely bumps in the wind.
Yeah, I think probably why you like this. This feels like it's like a complete project from Royce, it feels. And going back to what you said about the Tabernacle is that, you know, when you look at the title of Layers, you could probably automatically kind of, you know, understand that, you know, he's going to talk about like his life and the different layers that apply to him as a human being. And I think that's what this album does. When you listen to this and you listen to some of the things you're talking about, the opening track, you walk away understanding that he is human, you know, and he's not just rapping for the sake of rapping, which is probably one of the issues that it sounds like you've had with him in the past. Which rapping for the sake of rapping or just fucking rapping is great. I'll take that all fucking day. But what I like about this, it sounded like he really sat down and crafted and put together this project. And the thing about when I think about Tabernacle, and I kind of go back to what you were saying, is that Tabernacle is like the origin story. You know, it's the first track on here, and it basically tells you how this guy became who he was. You know, so it sets the tone for him, you know, as a character, and it's the perfect introduction to him if you never listened to Royce before at all. And then he kind of goes from there to Pray, which plays off of Tabernacle with his grandmother dying and all the stuff that happened there. And then I'm listening to that, I'm like, you know, you can take away Pray, or is it preying on people? You know what I'm saying? Because there's, you know, moments in here where he's kind of, where it sounds like he's like a predator. You know, so it kind of goes back and forth in here. So then it goes into Hard, Starter Code, et cetera, et cetera. And what was cool, I definitely liked the Lincoln skit as well. What I thought was really interesting was like towards like the middle end of the actual album, there were three songs I think that were put together after the Lincoln skit was Flesh, Hello, and then Mrs., which talks about, you know, his situation, or it tells the story of him cheating and messing around with some girl, and then the wife come in and she put her foot down and she be like, y'all, you know, nah, this my dude with Melanie Rutherford. And then the missus come back in, and then Royce is gone, and he don't put the phone down, and he don't went through, you know, kind of make amends with his wife over all the shit that's happened. Like, you know, those type of things that when you listen to it, like, dang, man, like, you can probably apply that to this situation. And then, like I said, walk away like, damn, man, like, this is a real ass dude. He's talking about his son with autism on here. You know what I'm saying? And just really getting real, real personal. And still rapping his fucking ass off, which makes it even better. And the beat selection was great. The way he put the songs together was great as well. And everything was kind of stitched together.
And the skit before Mrs. as well, which kind of set up Mrs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he called Lincoln up, he was like, yeah, his son had a game with, man, that nigga ain't starting. Yeah, that shit was funny, man. And then, you know, what I loved about Dope is the end. When America was playing, they had it sounded like a chorus or something, singing America, and how that rolled into America. But I thought that was dope. So it seemed like all of the songs were kind of stitched together, but it wasn't like this concept album, but it was like it still flowed well. Like, there was still like bits and pieces of how he put it together that, you know, he kind of wanted to tell a story, and it started from the beginning to Off. And I was thinking about Off when I was listening to it, because it's a cool track, but the ending of that particular track was a little odd to me. And knowing that he has another album coming out, I was wondering if that ending of that track is going to tie into the other album.
That's how it faded out.
Yeah, faded it out. Yeah. You know, because you hear the static, and then
he's just still rhyming.
Yeah, So I was wondering if that was going to lead into the other album. But overall, man, I was actually impressed with this album, because I didn't expect this from Royce. You know, it sounds like he really sat down and thought out what he wanted to do with this album. Fuck it, what he wanted to do with 2016, period. But anyway, man, I love this shit, man. I thought this shit was great, man.
It's like, it's amazing how Royce, at this point in his career, is still, it seems like he's getting better as he's getting older. I had a feeling, just from conversations with Marv and like and here in Tabernacle, I'm like, okay, he's really about to dig deep. This dude put together such a wonderful album. From, you know, listening to Trust the Shooter, I'm like, okay, it's spitterific Royce. We know that. So with this album, I was anticipating this to be him really putting together well thought out. And it is pretty much like it's like a concept about him, like the beginning of Royce. This is like a reintroduction of Royce of 5'9", because I feel like from his previous albums, yeah, we all got some gems here and there, but with this one, I mean, just from the beginning to the end, it's just like, man, Royce, like him digging in with his father, you know, going in with, about his father being a drug addict, about his son, and Wait, that was also on the Trust the Shooter EP, and like the way his flow cadence was on that whole entire song, he was killing that Jake One track. I was like, damn it, stop it, Royce. Like, you, this dude, I'm almost like speechless as far as like how good I like this album. As far as just, you know, tracks that I probably didn't care for a little bit, but this is just nitpicking. It's probably Hello and Mrs. That's like in the middle part of it. I'm like, I could do Boeing. He picked right back up when he got the dope. When he got the dope, and from here on out, you know, American Layers, S, shout out to S1 on the production, was dope as hell. Pusha T, and I was a little sketchy.
Oh, Layers, the title track.
Yeah, title track. I was like, okay, Pusha T and Rick Ross, I mean, let's see how this goes. You know, sometimes just because you see the big names doesn't mean, oh, it's going to be like super made. Sometimes it might not mesh well, but yeah. They actually, that track was actually good. Quiet with, what's her name, Tierra. I thought she was a dope feature on there. She was going spitting bar for bar with
her. Huh?
I was like, who is she? I didn't know who she was. I'm like, okay, she's doing her thing with Royce. You can tell that, and I'm glad when I saw that Mr. Porter was the executive producer for this album. I'm like, okay, cool. So I know production is going to be top notch because he is a dope producer, and I know he was going to have his hands sprinkled all throughout this project as far as production. So I know that was going to let me down. But yeah, Starter Code, man. I guess it just takes me back to like my middle school, high school days. Like, yeah, I know we said, yeah, and that, yeah, like I'm like, damn, Mr. Porter. It's like he always. Every time when I'm thinking, he's like, okay, he's not capable of this. And then when I listen to Starter Code, I'm like, damn, you do it again, Mr. Porter. Like, he always surprised me with the production, man. And Gotta Know, I thought Gotta Know was dope as hell. That's another Mr. Porter track where it was like, damn, you making stuff like this. And then Royce is just, yeah, he's still giving you, like, look, I can still rap. Yeah. Like, yeah. I want the props of a Drake, but I can spit like a black in the L's. I'm like, this motherfucker. So, yeah, man, this is like, yeah, Royce, he is capable of rapping with the likes of a Black Thought in the LZI. He's proved it before. So it's like, it's not like he's not speaking facts. He is speaking facts. So he's still able to do that, and he was able to tap in and give you the layers of Royce of 5'9", his personal life, introspective life. I've never heard Royce so introspective throughout this whole album, like, ever. Like, I mean, I'm on Street Hop. When Shake This, he kind of got introspective a little bit. It was some tracks here and there he sprinkled. But this, for this to be like an album, and you still spitting, and you still got your good concepts and everything, amazing, Royce. Amazing. I'm proud of Detroit right now, man. I'm so proud of Detroit. I'm on cloud nine right now.
We reviewed Success Is Certain. Mm-hmm. And I remember liking it, but I don't remember loving it.
Yeah.
So I was a bit disappointed in that project.
You wanted like bar exam Royce, like the bar exam Royce mixtape. You kind of.
When I really think about it, it's like I didn't really want bar exam Royce. I really wanted. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay. So, listening to this project, the second I hit play and Tabernacle started going, I was like, God fucking damn, this dude. Made one of the best songs of his career on a 2016 project. The way he laid that song out, where he's telling this story, but then he's telling the story in rhyme, and then he's doing like the spoken part of the story, and then going back to the rhyme. Jesus! And like, the story is crazy. It's so crazy you would think he made it up.
Definitely.
But I know he didn't. But, you know, the story of his first kid being, I don't know if his first kid, but
his first kid.
His first kid being born, his grandmother died in the same night, meeting M, someone that would change his future. That song was fucking incredible. You know, one thing that Royce is really good at is storytelling. He doesn't do it enough. And there were two of my favorite songs from Street Hop, On the Run and Murder. And and even though those songs were not complex stories, the way he did it in like that weird reverse order, but the way he rhymed it was just like, holy shit, he needs to do that. Royce, please do that more because you're so fucking good at it. But from there, there's not a single song that's not dope. I'm sorry. But Hard was the one song in track three I was like, I don't know about this song. That was my first one. Hold on, Cam, before you say something.
I haven't said anything. I'm just listening.
But you making a noise.
You making a sit sound. Hold on. That was just on the first listen. By the second listen, I was like, the fuck was I thinking? The way he's rhyming on that track, that weird, like, I'm almost talking, but I'm rhyming?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? That shit's crazy. And Starter Code? Dude.
You had a Spider Coat, Mike?
The whole, of course, I had a Raiders one because we had you. I was in California.
I had a Raiders
one. It was all big, too.
Yeah, I love Raiders.
I might still have that shit, actually.
I got in a fight over my Raiders coat, man.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
I didn't get in a fight over my coat.
Oh, your starter coat.
Well, I did because somebody had stole it.
Oh, yeah. I was in Sacramento. The Mexican kids didn't want no fucking starter coat. They wanted a red Michael Jackson jacket. Anyway, yeah, starter coat. Go back and listen to that track again and just block out the beat. Just listen to him. The way he's rhyming every fucking bar with coat. When you first listen to it, it's like, all right, yeah, that's Royce rhyming. But when you really go back and listen to the complexity of his rhyme, like he's doing inner rhyme, outer rhyme, this line rhymes with this fucking eighth line. It's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. But wait. I mean, everything fucking dope. But I will agree that Hello, I'm sorry, not Hello, Mrs. Yeah. Hello and Mrs.
Not horrible, but it just.
They weren't horrible, but they were just like, I could do without these songs, but.
Pick right back up.
Came right back with Dope and America. And it was just like every fucking song was just so dope. And every. Okay, so I think that this should have been the proper follow-up to Street Hop, because Street Hop is my favorite Royce album, and I think that this album sounds right behind it. Success is Certain just sounded like a weird, like a mixtape. It didn't sound like an album. This sounds like an album. He picked beats that he could rock over. He fucking killed him. He made real songs. It wasn't just a bunch of spitting, but there were so many bars on this fucking album, like... Every fucking song like was just like, God damn, how are you this far in your career, this many albums and mixtapes in, and you're still coming up with shit,
clever shit,
like you assembly line rhymers don't really want it. I'll eat you for breakfast, serial numbers, what the fuck, that's crazy, assembly line, breakfast, serial numbers. I was like, fucking shit!
Because
God damn,
most rappers that's been in the game as long as him, you know, at this point they started to fall off.
But for him
to come back like this and be like with Prime and then with this, you like, how is he sounding? He's getting better. Like,
this is
great.
This is better than Prime to me. This is the best thing that I've heard since Street Hop. I think that on this album, what he did was he gave you introspection with Tabernacle. He gave you, I'ma ride my ass off with Starter Code. He gave you, even he gave you like a little bit of like, it was kind of playful, but he's telling the story of infidelity with Mrs. Mm-hmm. He's giving you a little bit of like social justice issues with America. Like he's giving you so much on this album, and it's in a way that Royce, I don't think has really done that much before. If you listen to Royce, and you've been a Royce fan for a long time, you can tell on this album how many different ways he's playing with the way he rhymes. Like again, on Starter Code and on Hard, like he hasn't rhymed like that before. Like these are different ways that he's rhyming. It's so hard to explain, but if you've been listening to Royce since his mixtape and you get to this, you're like, damn, this dude is not only progressing, but he's trying to separate himself from just being the dude from Slaughterhouse. I feel like on this project, he really set himself apart from being a member of Slaughterhouse and or Eminem's like sidekick.
Right.
Like, with this album, I don't see how anybody can not give him his props or his respect, because this shit is A1 class. Yeah, finally he made Ralph a fan.
Royce, if you're watching, I haven't been your biggest fan so far. I've probably been... You know, I just haven't loved your music like that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, that's why you continuously make projects and continuously sharpen that sword, and you continuously try to reinvent yourself, because you never know when you're gonna get a new fan. Because off of this project right here and Prime, those are two of the better projects I've heard from you. And this right here is something I definitely personally connected with.
This was a great album. I think in terms of your album, I think this is your most complete work to date. Like all your other shit is good, and I like that, but this just felt different, and it just felt like you were really, really focused. You had an idea in mind, and it was something that you really wanted to do, and you put your mind to it and you did it. It's like you're getting better with time. Like Prime really like applies. Incredible work, man, from the beat selection, of course, to the rhyming, you know, which is always on point. I mean, you just really came through, and I rarely do this, but remember, I rarely text Kyle when it comes to Kyle from Dead End Sports, but this shit was so good. I was like, yo, Kyle, you gotta listen to this shit, man. This shit is right up your alley. And he was already fucking listening to it. But anyway, man, yeah, stellar work. And I'm definitely, I don't even have to get another album, but I'm looking forward to another album after this. But this shit right here on its own is great enough to just keep me going. So, man, keep doing your shit, man. Yo, man, you in Atlanta, holler at us too. When you come down here for your show. June 14th? Yeah, June 14th. Yeah, if you're watching, you know, hit us up, man. We'd like to have you on the show.
Yeah, if you're watching, man, look, hey, great job. Thank you. I can say thank you a million times for taking the time and really crafting a masterpiece album. This is, like I said, this is by far my favorite album of your discography that I am still a fan of. I still like your previous works. This, I'm not saying, like, hey, this is the only album I like, but like, this is my favorite album by you so far, and it's amazing that you 15 years plus in the game and you're still making a quality album like this. And thank you for that trust. The Shooter EP 2, that shit is crazy. Just, yeah, man, just great job, man. I'm like Ken, if you here, please holla at us. Yeah, proud of you, man. Detroit in the house, baby.
Yeah, Royce, you made an amazing album. Like I said, Street Hop was always my favorite project by you, and I think that this is like the perfect companion to Street Hop, because what was so great about that project and this project is you set yourself apart from your contemporaries, from your peers. Like, you made an actual rap album. Like B said, the fact that you're 15 years in and rapping better and making better songs than a lot of these younger dudes is just incredible. And you're rapping better now than I think you've rapped in a long fucking time. So I will echo and say, yes, when you're in Atlanta, I really hope that we get to talk to you, because, yeah, you're one of the best out right now. And I think that it's about time that people really, really, really start giving you your props and stop looking at you like you're Eminem's, you know, friend. Oh, that's the guy that knows Eminem. No, that's Royce the fucking 5'9", like one of the best rappers from Detroit. And I think you proved that with this album. So that's all I can say, man. Just keep doing this shit.